Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You women have heard of gin loppers, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
That's going to change my mood. And admittedly, my mood today has not been good.
No, none of us feel good.
Let's see. Yeah, no, we don't feel good.
We all have election hangovers.
Okay,
hangovers.
So let's celebrate a particular type of music with a focus on a fella that really helped create the whole movement of what is now called rhythm and blues. His name, Phil Chess. His label, Chess Records. These people, he and his brother, were absolutely legendary. When I was a disc jockey, I started playing music in 1965. At the age of, 17 or something, I was just starting college. In the first day that I was on the air, I think I played two records that were on the Chess label. And one of them was this song. This was an old song, came back to, I think it was early 50s, Rocket 88 by Ike Turner and some guy named Jackie Brenston. I don't remember him.
Turner a singer? I mean, I know he played guitar or bass or something,
too. But mostly a singer. Married, more well-known because he was married to Tina Turner and beat her up all the time. That's what his real claim to fame is. But he started with a group called the Delta Cats. Put together this. They were the ones responsible for coining the term R&B rhythm and blues. And Chess Records was all about that. This fellow died at the age of 95. In Chicago. He was in Tucson, but I think he was from Chicago originally. He came from Poland with his brother. The label was started in 1950 in Chicago. Some of the local acts there. He got into business with Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Willie Dixon, Memphis Slim. My God, Memphis Slim. Unbelievable stuff. But do you know who the biggest and the best was of all of the people that he discovered and put on his label? Crank it up there, Kara. 1955. And Maybelline. Yes. There it is.
Wow.
I got goosebumps.
To be the guy who discovered Chuck Berry. Wow. With a new album coming out.
New album coming out. Yep. Chess Records, and it became Checker, I think, Records later on. Although the Chess label survived. He recorded his first classics, Chuck Berry did, Maybelline. Then the next hit was Roll Over Beethoven.
I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse.
Yep. All on Chess Records. Sweet Little 16 was the next one in that list of big hits.
Roll over Beethoven, tell Chicago.
How could you not be happy listening to this? You know?
Did you see him dancing around?
So good.
By the way, one of the asides, he's never gotten a check from a venue in his life. His requirement is that he gets a suitcase with the cash in it before he goes on stage or he doesn't go on stage.
That is true. Bruce Springsteen was his backing band for a few gigs and talked about that.
Yeah,
Chuck shows up, he gets his money. Yep. He said, hey, boys, doesn't do a sound check, and that's it.
Yeah, okay, right
on.
And
then he leaves right off the stage. He's out of the venue.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, Bo Diddley was also a big performer. The sound was the same, a lot of it. Listen to this, Bo Diddley's first tune. Biggest singles for Bo Diddley were on Chess Records. This is one of them.
Bo Diddley called a Bellcat.
It's the silliest song. But great guitar. If McFadden were here, he'd be digging this. He loves this stuff. And they were able to... in the days, they had monaural, one microphone, one track on the tape, and one take. And that was usually it. That
and
was
a live band.
Yeah.
They didn't record stuff separately like they do now.
Yeah,
it's a live band in the studio,
No mixing. This was they either had it and they did it or they didn't.
Yep.
One or the other. So, anyway, congratulations to this guy and best wishes in his next life. Phil Chess passing away. It's 28 past the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People never been on two wheels yak about how dangerous motorcycles can be, never mentioning that potential death trap, the treacherous, unstable bicycle. I don't believe it. Ask Bono. Today, an American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We get all kinds of crap from people who say motorcycles are dangerous. And then Bono's bicycle fender bender in New York Central Park. Should have been a pickup and dust off event. Instead, severe injuries. In play here, the man was bicycling, not biking. And for those who follow such irrelevant reporting, the leg sculptor was wearing a helmet. Are bicycles a death trap to immediately be outlawed?
That'd be great.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.